That's James Gordon. Okay, now, you're about to meet Jay Winkler. Now, Jay's a bit pretty typical guy. He buys groceries. He goes for walks in the park. Sometimes he goes hiking in the mountains. One thing different about Jay, though, is he does all of those activities without shoes. That's right, bare feet. Rain or shine, snow or sand, winter or summer, Jay is a member of the Dirty Soul Society. I've reached him in Alberta today. How are you doing, Jay?
Just fine, thanks.
What's the weather like there? You got snow on the ground?
Not in Tabor here, where I'm visiting, but in Calgary, it's still nice and clear and warm enough.
Yeah, warm enough to go barefoot?
Of course.
And you do that in the wintertime, too?
Yeah. Essentially, you know, if you think about it, usually you're walking to the car, going in to buy groceries, or in my case, I go to the gym quite often, and you just kind of walk and to the buildings from your car, and it's not a huge long walk, and very comfortable.
Well, I don't know, Jay. I once went out to get the paper in my bare feet in the snow, and it took about 10 minutes for my feet to get back to feeling normal.
Oh, you see, I guess we have different feelings of normal. To me, normal is to be in bare feet, and for others, maybe it's to have them wrapped up and closed in leather devices.
Well, I guess it's fair to say your feet are probably a little tougher than mine.
I would think so, Arthur. It's,
yeah.
You do get used to it, and you do develop extra thickness of the bottom of your skin. It's not calloused. It's they look like normal feet, but you definitely do have more protection, and your muscles are stronger, your joints become stronger, and everything about it is just that much healthier.
Well, how much of your time do you spend shoeless?
Well, other than work, it's pretty much all the time. But
a lot of restaurants give you a hard time, too.
Restaurants are one area that they just haven't seen the 90s yet. Essentially, there is a law that states that if you work in a restaurant, you have to have shoes on. But there's no law that states, and this is one of the myths, there's no law that states that you have to wear shoes to eat in a restaurant. So most restaurants actually don't give me much of a problem.
You must run into the no shirt, no shoes, no service signs once in a while.
You learn to almost ignore them because it's almost an American style sign that's gone up, and even some of the places that have them on, they'll state to you that they enforce them rather selectively.
Well, you mentioned you don't have your barefoot choice at work. What do you do?
I'm a pharmaceutical representative.
Ah.
When you're running into clinics and doctor's offices and, you know, giving a corporate image, you have to basically appear very corporate.
Pretty much need the shoes, yeah.
Yeah. Haven't hit the career high on that one yet.
When did you become a barefoot convert?
Oh, it'd be a few years ago. I started getting into folk dancing. My wife lives to folk dance, and we were dancing on these beautiful wooden sprung dance floors, and I just took my shoes off naturally, thinking this is the way to do it, and I just absolutely love it. So I started doing it there, and then my cousin, Ron, he sent me the Dirty Soul Society page, and it was for people that just basically like to go in a shoeless lifestyle. I sort of thought they were a little on the extreme. You know, when it's 40 below, you can believe that I'm not out barefooting for 2 hours.
I hope not.
Something about losing your appendages that doesn't make a lot of sense. So I just started kind of incorporating it. You know, I thought, well, why bother? I'm just going to the car and then going into the gym. So I started going barefoot there. And then you just start really enjoying it, going everywhere.
You must drop a few jaws, though, along the way.
Oh, I think you do get a few stares. And you do have people wondering how you do it when you are, say, on the snow or on the ice. And, you know, when it's not too cool out, you can go for quite some time before it starts feeling a little cool on the toes. But you do get the odds there, and you kind of explain it, and then you usually do get a few converts where people say, you know what, when I was young and a child, I always enjoyed going barefoot, and I don't know why.
It's funny you would say that. It's funny you'd say that, Jay, because I was just thinking, boy, I used to love running around barefoot. How come I don't do it anymore? How come we don't do it anymore?
This is it, Arthur. I mean, you got older, but you also grew up, and I'm only doing part of that.
What about the hazards, though? You must cut your feet and
no.
Get the... No?
No. No, it's surprising. You do walk differently. You walk more on the forefront of your foot than the heel. You know, when you walk with a shoe, you kind of strike the heel and roll it out. With,
right.
When you go barefoot, you just naturally kind of step more on the forefront. And you do get tougher soles so that you don't tend to pick up stuff. And I've walked past and through glass and then just noticed it after I've walked past it. And, you know, you've had to remove the few odd little burry stuff that accumulates, but it's surprising how fast your feet do adjust and how much better they feel.
Yeah.
You know, I know people that are bothered by everything from fungal infections to smelly feet or those type of problems that involve you know, anaerobic environments are not bothered when you go barefoot. Because,
of course, when you take your socks off, eh?
Well, fungal infections need a warm, moist environment. You don't get that in barefoot. You get a lot of air. You get a lot of freedom. Your joints feel better. Your toes aren't crushed and squeezed into confinements, and it's just that much more comfortable.
I bet you one thing, though. I bet you when you have to put shoes on, it must be real torture for you.
Well, your feet do get wider. You know, your feet start spreading out. They start enjoying themselves. And then when you have to go cramp them back, they do give you some feedback. But I try to get into footwear now that does have ample room for my shoes when I've normally gone barefoot for a while.
You know, as you were talking, Jay, I was visualizing going outside, taking my shoes off, and going for a walk in Stanley Park. And then I thought of the really downside of that. Lots of Canada geese.
Ah, you've got the goose dew rather than the grass, the dew of the grass. You know, it's surprising though. Regardless of what you step on, if it doesn't go through you, it's like if you were to step it within it, your shoe. It comes off, it washes off. There's no problems there.
Yeah, but Jay, it goes between your toes.
Oh, big deal. So you wash them off. I mean, just like any other body part. I mean, I can only think of what you've had to handle all your life too, Arthur. After a while, you wash your hands after that.
Hey, I just thought of the one thing that's wrong. I bet you're a lousy tap dancer.
You want to know something? I'm a much quieter tap dancer.
You won't admit to anything.
Well, I think the whole thing is, it's whatever makes you most comfortable. I would like to put a, if anyone wants to see my philosophy more, they can go to my webpage. It's simply i.m/barefootj.
A-M. I-M barefoot J. I get it.
i.m/barefootj, and they can sign the guest book or go on to other links like the Dirty Social Society, and there's also a good text on the case for bare feet.
Or if they really wanted to support you, they could just take their shoes off right now.
You bet.
I'm doing that as I talk to you.
Ah, bless your heart, Arthur.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
You bet.
Bye-bye for now. That's Jay Winkler. He's a member of the Dirty Soul Society, and that's his outer soul, by the way, not the inner one.
Just who I am. Saw my reflection and it seemed that my complexion was not like that of any man. Well, I'll be damned. I was fair, and I was popping. Yeah, I was popping. I'm popping in my bare feet. Popping my big bare bottom seat. Popping in my bare feet.